Welcome to the Fleet and Family Support Program podcast series. Today, I will be providing 10 helpful tips for making your next PCS move a little smoother. Whether or not you currently have orders, eventually you will make a PCS move. It doesn't matter if this is your first or your 10th move. These tips can make the moving process a little easier for everyone involved. Tip number one, start early. As soon as you receive orders, or even before you have orders, you can sign up for a smooth move class or schedule an appointment with your relocation specialist at your local Fleet and Family Support Center. If you are married, it is highly recommended that your spouse attend this appointment or class with you. Spouses have many different questions and concerns regarding the relocation, such as finding a new home, locating schools and/or daycares, medical facilities for themselves and their children, as well as education and employment opportunities for themselves in the new area. You can research your new installation by going to installations.militaryonesource.mil website, where you can find information about every DoD installation in the world. Tip number two, as soon as you have orders in hand, go to the move.mil website to create your Defense Property System or DPS account. If you have made a previous PCS move, you will already have an account set up and can sign in using your username and password. Important note, do not create your account using your government work computer and CAC. You may need to access your DPS account at various times throughout your move and may not always have access to a CAC-enabled computer. Tip number three. If your spouse will be setting up and managing your household goods move for you while you are deployed or otherwise unavailable, it is important that you obtain a specific power of attorney from Navy Legal, granting your spouse permission to handle all aspects of your household goods move. Without this power of attorney, the Personal Property Office will not be able to assist or provide any information regarding the household goods shipment to your spouse. Tip number four. On the move.mil website, you will see several tabs at the top of the page that will provide more information and resources to assist you in setting up your move. I encourage you to click on these tabs and review the content for answers to many of your questions. In the middle of the page, you will see a Plan My Move link. You will enter the name of your current installation and the installation you are going to in the appropriate boxes. Next, you will answer a few questions about your family demographics, and then the site will create you a customized checklist for you on what you need to do and when. This checklist will help you stay focused and organized so that nothing is left to chance. Tip number five. Use the tutorial tab at the top of the move.mil page to see step-by-step instructions on how to create an account, access an existing account, create or cancel a shipment, and much more. Tip number six, to guard against claims dispute when the move is complete, create your own photo inventory prior to your packout date. Be sure to note the condition of your furniture and other big ticket items with the moving company personnel when they come out to conduct a pre-assessment of your household goods move. Use your cell phone to videotape electronics such as TVs and computers while they are turned on to document that they were in good working order at the time of packout. Tip number seven, ensure that small children and pets are not underfoot on packing day by arranging for child or pet care from a daycare, friend, or neighbor. Cats in particular love to jump in boxes and have been known to be packed and shipped with the household goods. Tip number eight, designate a location, preferably your car or some other place the movers will not have access to, for any items you will be transporting with you to the new location. Be sure to keep copies of your orders and all important documents with you during the move. Tip number nine, empty all waste baskets and garbage containers in your house and garage. Packers will not empty any of these containers, so if you have perishable foods or garbage in any of them, make sure to empty them ahead of time. And finally, tip number 10. Don't forget to file a claim for any lost or damaged items within 75 days of receiving your household goods at your new home. This is also a perfect time to complete your customer service satisfaction survey with your assessment of how well the moving company completed your property move and what, if any, steps they took to resolve any problems or concerns that may have come up during your move. This has been a brief overview of things to keep in mind as you prepare to make your next PCS move. And remember, if you are located in the Navy Region Northwest area, you can always register for a class or schedule an appointment at any of our Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Centers by calling 1-866-854-0638. Thank you for joining me, and have a great day.